The New Democrat Coalition announced a comprehensive healthcare plan this week. The plan focuses on securing the Affordable Care Act tax credits, strengthening Medicare and Medicaid, and addressing gaps in rural healthcare access. Coalition leaders say the plan is guided by three core principles. Every American should have access to qualify for affordable care, and healthcare services should be available near where people live. Coalition Chair and Congressman Brad Snyder says the group is focused on working across party lines, adding that moderation isn't just a political label, it's a practical way to get things done for people. The push comes as healthcare costs continue to climb nationwide, with premiums rising even as taxpayers cover more of the cost for subsidized plans. Congresswoman and Vice Chair for Policy Nikki Pozinski said rising healthcare costs are one of the country's biggest challenges, stressing the need for coverage that's both predictable and affordable for everyone.
And right now, those challenges are all about cost. It's wondering how you're going to afford the electric bill as temperatures drop. It's worrying whether your child will have access to a strong public education. And it's questioning if you'll be able to get affordable, high-quality health care when you need it. In the richest country in the world, these shouldn't be privileges but for a select few. They should be accessible and affordable for every person across the country. That's where the New Dems Healthcare Action Plan comes in. Our framework offers a new path, a better one, one that lives up to our core belief that every American deserves access to quality, affordable healthcare from providers they trust when and where they need it. It's a comprehensive strategy to address everything from insurance premiums and prescription drug pricing to vaccine misinformation and reproductive freedom. It also focuses on accessibility by strengthening Medicaid and Medicare and closing coverage gaps in rural and underserved communities.
The announcement comes as Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pension Committee holds hearings on rising healthcare costs. Lawmakers are examining why premiums have increased, even as taxpayer subsidies have grown, and are exploring solutions for seniors who will be affected when ACA tax credits expire in January 2026. Experts warn that healthcare isn't just a personal burden, it's a threat to the economy, particularly for small businesses facing high premiums and limited options. These concerns were front and center at the hearing where Republican Senator Bill Cassidy weighed in on the growing cost pressures Americans are currently facing.
I think it's pretty well established that American people are having a hard time affording health care. Prices are up for everyone, and the status quo is not sustainable. To be sure, we're having two conversations here. One, how do we lower health care costs going forward, period, just from here to eternity? And a very immediate conversation about January 1, 2026. What do we do for those folks, particularly those who are in their 50s and their 60s, on the exchanges, for whom the premiums have become unaffordable, and because of their increased use of health care, have having to put more of their budget to this? Now, I'm speaking to both sides of my dais right now, my Democratic and Republican colleagues. I'm hoping that we can find a bill that can get 60 votes, that can fix the problem of the exchanges for January 1, 2026. It shouldn't be a Republican solution. It shouldn't be a Democratic solution. It should be an American solution.
Meanwhile, Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont points to systemic corruption and compares the U.S. system to other countries, where health care is universal and largely free. Advocates across the political spectrum agree that ensuring access to doctors, hospitals, and medicine is essential to restoring security and integrity in the healthcare system, as Sanders, a progressive voice, emphasizes.
Hard to dispute that the current healthcare system is completely broken. It is dysfunctional and it is cruel. I think most Americans recognize that the function of the healthcare system today is to make the insurance companies incredibly wealthy, provide huge compensation packages to their CEOs, make the drug companies extremely profitable, provide huge compensations to their CEOs, massive amounts of stock buybacks. That's what the system is about. So for the drug companies and the insurance companies, the system is working really great, and that is what it is designed to do. If we're going to tackle the real issues, the first thing I think that we should do, Mr. Chairman, and I mean this very honestly, is have a panel with people from different countries around the world who are, A, providing health care to all of their people as a human right, and we are the only major country on earth that does not do that, and say to the people in France, in Japan, how do you manage to provide quality care to all of your people at half the cost that we do in the United States? What can we learn from other countries? I think that would be the first approach, and we can argue from there. But anyhow, I think the immediate task is to, as bad as the current system is, we don't want to see a doubling, tripling of premiums. We got to extend those, and then let's sit down and develop a system that works for the American people, not the insurance companies, not the drug companies.
As lawmakers continue discussions and debates, the New Democrat Coalition's plan aims to put Americans first, focusing on lowering costs, expanding access, and overall improving the quality of care. Lawmakers hope that bipartisan support can turn these proposals into action. For KPFA News, I'm Shania Anderson.